The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you are baptized? I won't make you stand up, I hope. How many of you are born again through baptism of water and the Spirit? And you all better stick your hands up or we'll start doing the up and down exercise. You've been reborn. You've been born again. The old person died in baptism and you were reborn to be a new person. If you're a prophet, would you stand up? And everyone here who has been baptized should be standing. Hint. Because at your baptism, you were anointed with chrism, that wonderful smelling oil. And you were called to be a prophet. You were consecrated at your baptism to be a prophet. And lots of times we think, well, a prophet is the person who makes who tells the future, like a fortune teller. No, a prophet is the person called to make God present in the world. Okay, prophets, have a seat. And I can see on your faces, some of you don't believe me. And maybe we look at ourselves and go, you know, what kind of prophet am I? I mean, how did I make God present today? And that's, I think, where the scriptures are so helpful for us. Because Isaiah was not the best person in the world. And he saw how bad the people were and how far away from God they were. And for that time that he preached, between approximately 740 to the 700 BC, he preached and no one listened to him. I mean, he kept trying to make God present and it just didn't happen. Maybe a couple of people, but basically his life, from his point of view, was a disaster. And yet somehow he recognizes that call, that no matter what the people think about him, he's called to make God present to others. We can look at St. Paul and the same thing. Paul in the beginning knew these Christians are going to wreck the Jewish faith. It's not a fulfillment. We got to get rid of these people. And so he was having people arrested and taken for martyrdom. And he has a conversion, and he begins to make Jesus present for others and the truth made present for others of God's great love and great mercy, that there is a God who forgives us because of Jesus. Our sins can be washed away in his blood. And it's not just for the Jews, for the Hebrews. It's for all people. It's for the Muslims. It's for the terrorists. It's for the people we don't care for. It's for the people who give us difficulty. It's for our spouse, your spouse when they're driving you crazy. It's for your kids who are impossible. And for teens who are here tonight, it's for your parents who don't understand you. Why should I put up with them? Maybe if I just lie, they'll let me do what I really want to do. And we kind of figure, well, that's okay. No, you and I are called to be prophets. We're called to make Christ present. How do you do that? How do you make him present? How did you make him present today? Well, you can say, well, I'm sitting here, and so I'm witnessing to everyone that it's important for me to be at Mass. Surely, that's one way. I'm willing to sing, even though my voice stinks. That's another way. I'm willing to respond during Mass. That's another way. I'm willing on the way home to say, you know, what did you think about what Father Doug said? And maybe you'll get the response, oh, it stunk. But, you know, that's the way he is. He's kind of crazy, so what do you expect? Maybe he's called you to be patient with someone today. Maybe if you went out for a meal today and it wasn't quite what you ordered, or you had to wait in a long line, maybe you were called to make God present by your patience, by your tolerance of something no one else would be tolerant of. Maybe you were called to have mercy on someone who doesn't deserve mercy. Maybe you were called, in a sense, not to make a judgment, that you began to judge someone, and then all of a sudden you go, no, I'm supposed to pray for people, not judge people. And maybe in that moment, you make God present for others. I don't know. I know he calls us constantly, and when, as I said at the beginning, when we don't make God present, oftentimes we move into sin. And that's pretty easy to do, too. It's kind of like Peter in the gospel, isn't it? You know, Peter is a fisherman, and he knows that the best time to catch fish is during the night. And Jesus is a carpenter, knows how to do nice woodwork probably, but knows absolutely nothing about fishing. And so when Jesus says to Peter, you know, head out into deeper water and cast your nets again. And Peter is probably thinking, he's totally crazy. He's totally crazy. What's this guy who's a carpenter know anything about fishing? And then he does it, and he catches tons. You're asked maybe at times, forgive someone. Oh, I've tried to forgive them before, and it's useless. I'm not going to speak to them anymore. They're going to have to come crawling on their hands and knees to me, and then we'll see if we can reconcile. Maybe the Lord at times says to us, lower your nets again. Put up with that employer again. Put up with that employee again. Put up with the moodiness of your spouse again. Oh, I've put up with it several times. I mean, it's impossible. They're never going to change. But maybe the Lord's saying, you as a prophet, you're called to lower your net again. And I think that's for each of us, how difficult it is sometimes to, first of all, recognize the Lord's called us to be prophet and to make God present. And secondly, that he calls us not because we're wonderful people, but because we blow it at times, very much like Isaiah was, very much like Paul was, very much like Peter was. Peter comes before the Lord and says, depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinner. And yet, he's called. He's called, and Jesus says, I'll make you fishers of men. He says that same thing to each of us today. You and I, through our patience, through our mercy, through our understanding, through our not judging, through hopefully being able to make God present for others in our love, in our prayers for others. In that moment, he's saying, you'll be fishers of men. You know, sometimes we think that God or someone is just floating around and we don't have any part of that. He kind of just floats there and maybe he gets this person or that person. He works through you guys. You're the ones that have to make Christ present. And sometimes that's hard to believe because we think, you know, no, it's got to be the priest. No, it's got to be that holy person in the pew who's, you can look at them and see they're filled with piety and they're so holy. No, it's all of us. Anyone hearing my voice, anyone baptized, anyone anointed to be prophet, you're called to make him present. And when we don't do it, we gather at Eucharist once again to say, depart from me, Lord, I blew it, I didn't do it. And he says, but I call you. Lower your nets again. You go out of here tonight, and he says it to each of us. Lower your nets again.